This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Opera Delaware is gearing up for a new season. Anchored by two masterworks, Tosca and Andrea Chenier, the upcoming season also features some innovative performances intended to dismantle the stereotype of opera's stuffy and staid, including opera deathmatch and a chamber work where a cell phone plays a major role. On this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny chats with Opera Delaware's Vice President of Engagement, Carrie Ann Otagno, and soprano Emily Markovich, one of the opera's company artists.
The upcoming season is such an interesting, diverse season, so we've got a lot to unpack here, but I want to start with sort of the two big late Romantic masterworks, Puccini's Tosca and Giordano's Andrea Chenier. Talk to me about those works and how they fit into this theme of passion in the face of power.
As we were discussing this upcoming season and discussing it for the first time with the company artists as a part of the artistic planning, we realized that what we're doing is really revolutionary. To involve artists, to kind of strike down this idea of starving, suffering artists, to really revolutionize this whole approach. And so these pieces that we chose, Tosca and Andrea Chenier, are really focused on the role that artists play in revolution. They're the role of artists in resistance. And apart from that, they are some of the most like lush scores and most fulfilling music to get to sing. And so we were really conscious of the talent that we had in our company artist model with Emily Markovich, Dane Suarez, Tony Marie Palmertree, and Gerard Moon of what was going to make them shine. So we wanted dramatically the story of Opera Delaware being part of this revolution and also the artists that we have to really put them in the greatest spotlight. And Emily is making her role debut as Tosca, having last year performed Musetta for us. She is one of the most dynamic artists I've ever seen on stage. She is such a storyteller. And for her to be able to tackle something like this is really, really major. Then in the spring, when we're doing Andrea Chenier, that's going to be when Opera Delaware, for the first time ever, is hosting the Opera America Conference. So we're going to have representatives from opera companies across the country. About 500 opera professionals are going to come to Wilmington, Delaware for the first time. Massive, massive opportunity. And we get to spotlight Tony Marie Palmertree and Dane Suarez and Gerard Moon, three of our other company artists, who are going to be tackling the most major roles possibly of their career in this Andrea Chenier. And it's really us standing 10 toes down and saying we invest in these artists and they invest in us.
And you mentioned the role of the artist as revolutionary, as resistor. How does that inform the way these two operas are presented, the staging, the costumes? How does it inform the production?
So at Opera Delaware, we tend to do really traditional productions. So for Andrea Chenier, that's set during the French Revolution, but we want them to be evocative both of a past time and also what we're currently experiencing as a society now. And so while the production itself is going to be of the time period that it's set in, to see people like Emily, to see people that you see on the streets, to get their perspective, reminds us, I think, that these revolutionary characters were just regular people like us who made a stand. They were just artists who had something to say. They were poets who were brave enough to not concede. And that's what we see in Tosca and Andrea Chenier. We see these artists who have backbones of steel, who are fearless in the face of fascism, in the face of authoritarianism. And I think that is going to really resonate with our audience in this time that we're in. And it's also, again, I just cannot stress enough like how much this music will stir and move you and empower you and make you feel like I want to be a part of something.
You know, doing these two masterwork operas would be enough, but there's a lot more going on too. And beyond those big masterworks, one work that you're doing this season that I am unfamiliar with and absolutely fascinated by is kind of a new chamber opera. And one of the main things in this opera is the role of the cell phone. Tell me about service provider.
It is so clever and funny and inventive and quick. And when we were talking about putting together this season, we wanted it to be things that were great in the Opera Delaware studios, but could live beyond the Opera Delaware studios. So in January, we're going to be presenting Service Provider alongside a reduction of Pagliacci. Both of these operas are focused on a love triangle. Both of these operas are full of, you know, all of the drama and the intrigue that you would expect, but one has a very comic twist and one has a very tragic twist. But for both of these, we see them having legs outside of what we just do in the Opera Delaware studios. We could perform Service Provider. You're absolutely right that one of the characters is just the sound of ringtones, because that's how they end up getting caught. It's a married couple out at a restaurant for their anniversary, and the husband's mistress shows up, and text messages are going, and you're hearing the different the different ringtones and stuff. So that is a character in the show. So to see the way that we could transport that and present it in restaurants across the state, that this could be part of, you know, a really fun night out where you're going to have a beautiful dinner. And then in the middle of the dinner, you're going to have this impromptu 25-minute comic opera in English. I want that to be one of the entry points that people make with opera. Maybe this is an easier first step, and you can see how fun it is. You can see how silly it is. You can see how campy it is. And you can fall in love with it. And I see this as a great, great entry point. So that'll be in January that we present this. But then we're hoping that in the spring and summer, we're going to be taking it across the state.
I also have to ask you about Opera Deathmatch. Please tell me about Opera Deathmatch.
One of my favorite people in Delaware is Dave Tiberi. He is a boxing champ back from the 90s and had an incredible career. And now is the CEO of Delaware Gives. So when I met with him and we sat down just to talk about Opera Delaware, he was drawing all these parallels between the training that we get as opera singers and the training that he experienced as a boxer and the mental fortitude that you need. And we were just drawing all of these parallels and connections. And then we started talking about the rivalries that happen in opera, these intense battles, these mad scenes and all this stuff. And we said, what if we put it in a boxing ring? Oh, mind explodes. So what we're doing is we're putting on this event where we're creating a makeshift boxing ring in the Opera Delaware studios. You're getting scenes from Macbeth. You're getting scenes from these big dramatic operas. But we're also getting the color commentary of Dave Tiberi and I as the co-MCs. We're also going to have gals holding up the signs, you know, round one, round two. So it's a mix of opera and boxing. And we get to play in this space because of the relationships that we build in Delaware. So it's an honor to get to work with someone like Dave Tiberi with his incredible network. And for him to see what we're doing and invest in it is really such a testament. So I'm really, really excited about that coming up in November.
This season also seems to do a lot to, and I mean this in the most positive way, subvert the stereotypical opera image as being kind of staid and stuffy. There's this really refreshing sense of joy and sense of humor in this season.
Mm-hmm. You know, a thing we talk about a lot is about expanding and extending the opera experience, that it's not about changing what opera is. It's not about, you know, there are a lot of different ideas now of what opera needs to survive and to propel for the future. For me, for us at Opera Delaware, the idea is about really enhancing that community experience surrounding the opera. I want you coming early. I want you meeting up with friends. I want you getting to know the singers. So many of us are so isolated these days. I really see the arts as a way for us to connect as a community. And so then the quality of the opera speaks for itself, but also when it's rooted in joy, the audience feels that. And I think that's what makes the whole Opera Delaware experience. Whenever people tell me I've never been to an opera before, I'm like, perfect. You are exactly who I'm looking for, because I want us to be your first opera experience. I want you to feel joyful and present and comfortable. You're a part of this, right?
Thanks to soprano Emily Markovich, a company artist with Opera Delaware, and Carrie Ann Otagno, Opera Delaware's Vice President for Engagement, for joining our Martin Matheny on this edition of Arts Playlist. Head to DelawarePublic.org for our complete interview with Carrie-Anne and Emily. And you can find out more about Opera Delaware's 2025-2026 season online at operade.org. Up next, we wrap up this week's show with the latest episode of the Delaware Humanities podcast, People and Planet. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.